Welcome to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Debbie and Greg Peters. Welcome back, networkers, to another episode of the Third Generation Networking Podcast. I'm Greg Peters, the reluctant networker, and with me, as always, is my co-host, the networking guru, Debbie Peters, who happens to also be my mom. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Greg.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well.
Yeah? What's been up?
Oh, let me think. So it's so exciting. We're probably when you listen to this, if this will have happened, but the whole family is getting together this weekend in Fort Wayne to support our niece, granddaughter, whatever, in her volleyball tournament. So we're all excited about that.
That is going to be a lot of fun. I've not actually had an opportunity to see her play other than just, you know, goofing around with her friends. I'm really kind of excited to witness this, especially after, you know, my daughter, Abby was in, you know, fifth grade volleyball this year. And so getting to watch a game where whoever can serve to the other side of the net tends to score the point, I'm sure is going to be a different experience. So
yeah, it's fun.
And of course, just having everybody together again is and getting to chat and see each other is going to be a lot of fun too.
It'll be fun.
So today we are going to be talking I thought it would be fun to have a little bit of a retrospective because, you know, Mom, you've been networking for how long would you say you've been networking?
Well, I've been in the business world since 1982.
So 40 years.
Yeah.
And you've been kind of networking for most of that time.
Yeah, because I joined Paychex right at the infancy of their program of, it was called Dine with CPAs, which they had not had before, where we were going out and entertaining CPAs at lunch or breakfast. We didn't have the words, but basically we were developing the relationships so the CPAs would then feel comfortable referring their clients to us.
Okay. My thought was we could talk about how have things changed a little bit.
Greg.
It's a challenge of working with Mom.
What happened yesterday?
Well, and to be fair, you know, I've been networking for probably a little over 20 years now. And even that, yeah. I have a hard time thinking back to how things were different back when I first started. And that's not all that long ago. But I know that we've had a lot, especially recently, let's face it, we have had the COVID pandemic has definitely, I mean, they've put change on networking into overdrive. Yeah. So I guess we could start there at least.
Yeah, well, even before that, you know, now that I'm talking about it, Greg, I'm actually having some memories. and it goes to back, I was a BNI member for Business Network International member for 26 years before I retired. And in the early days, it's been the same agenda. BNI has been around for over 40 years. The same agenda has been used for over 40 years. Mm-hmm. So everyone gets to stand up and, you know, have their weekly, it's called the weekly presentation now. We called it a commercial back then. But I would stand up and say the same darn thing every week. And it didn't ask for who I wanted or anything. Hi, I'm Debbie. Blah, 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 blah. This is what I do. This is what I do. It didn't change. It was the same blah, 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 blah every week. And everyone did that because we weren't educated. Mm. And so that's what I see has really changed about networking is that people have become smarter because the education is there for them to learn how to do it better.
Gotcha.
And really how to do it better. So I hadn't thought about that until this very moment, that that's really how networking has changed a lot.
Well, and I guess over time you were saying that, you know, when you started, you were doing this dining with the thing you were called, dining with CPAs or lunch with?
The program title was Dine with CPAs.
Okay. But the whole idea of the fundamentals of networking is still creating relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, you know, I didn't have any education when I was doing that. That was a goal that we had to do. We had to have two meals with CPAs per week. But my sales manager didn't tell me how to do it or what to do. So I you know, went out and had fun and socialized and made friends, but I thought I was doing it wrong.
Uh-huh.
Because I thought that I was supposed to, you know, go out and talk about paychecks and, you know, all the blah, 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 blah. But I didn't want to do that. That was no fun.
Uh-huh.
So I just did the, you know, tell me about your kids. And
you ended up being wildly successful. So
yeah. Yeah. You know, I was doing it right. I just didn't know I was doing it right.
Well, and I think that's an interesting point that you make, is that I in many ways, still the networking training is not really out there. People will say, you know, the best way to grow your business is through networking, or, you know, you got to, I was having a conversation with someone just the other day. You know, I'm doing this, I'm creating a new online course on the fundamentals of networking. And I was interviewing, doing some market research. And the young woman I was talking with, she said, yeah, you know, my boss basically said, you need to network more. But he didn't tell me what I'm actually supposed to do. You know, this is, you know, where do I show up? I don't know how to do this. And thinking back, you know, back when I started, even having you as my mom, you know, I showed up for that first networking event and I had no clue what I was doing. I had business cards. I didn't know how to use them effectively. I didn't know that even what my purpose was. I think that's part of it, is that so much, especially in my earlier time, I didn't understand that networking was not selling.
Right.
And I think we still see some of that today, but more, I think the landscape has changed a little bit, that more people understand it's about the relationship than about selling.
Yeah. And, you know, in the old days, back more than 40 years ago, it was the old boys network, because it was only men that were out in the business world or allowed to be in the business world. And they were, you know, again, I think they were just doing what they had been, what had been demonstrated for them, probably by their fathers or grandfathers, but they were going to the club and they were getting to know people, you know, smoking cigars or whatever it was that they do at the club.
Yeah.
You know, they were doing it right because they were getting to know each other and creating that circle of people that they felt comfortable with.
And they could call on at a moment's notice. So.
Yeah, but they didn't call it networking then. They just called it, I don't know what they called it.
Just going to the club. You know?
Yeah, going to the club. Yeah.
Okay. And now something also that I've noticed over the last 20 years or so is that the number of networking opportunities has significantly increased.
Oh my gosh. Here in the States. Yes. Yeah. It's really interesting because BNI, which is wildly successful worldwide, grows. I can't remember what the percentages are, but a huge percentage larger than it grows in the States,
mm-hmm.
because the networking opportunities over, you know, in Europe and some of the third world countries are not, I mean, it may only be BNI, and people, you know, pay twice what they pay in dues or more for their BNI dues in other areas, drive hours and a half to get to their meeting. And then we have probably 10 opportunities a week if we looked at it, or more different, you know, things that we can do. So
back in the day, what it was your local chamber,
mm-hmm.
you know, you had one of the service clubs like a Rotary or Alliance or Kiwanis, yeah. or something like that. But really it was the landscape was somewhat sparse.
Yes.
And now today, honestly, you go, what is it, meetup.com? And you can, yeah. you can do,
there's a meeting for everything,
for literally everything. And you could go to something, you could go to 10 things a day.
Yeah.
You know, and it's everything from business groups to social, the things, social interest to, you know, hobbies and pastimes. I mean, all those things are obviously they're networking opportunities. And we talk about them actually in our class about the different kinds of networking groups you can be a part of, but, just, the numbers have grown staggeringly of just different types of opportunity.
Well,
for good or for bad.
Yeah. Well, and I was a member of the Women's Entrepreneurial Network from the time it started in 1993, I think. And I mean, in the heyday of when there were 400 members and, mm-hmm. 100 people showing up for the monthly lunch. And then as the years went on, more and more and more and more women's groups, networking groups were formed. And, there wasn't the demand that had been before.
Sure.
So yeah, there's a ton out there now.
And in some ways, this has required that the networking venues or the networking groups have had to become much more adept and agile about what they're offering. Mm-hmm. It's not.
They gotta stay up with the times.
Yeah, if you're doing the exact same thing you were doing 15 years ago, you're probably not. I'd be willing to bet your numbers have gone down significantly.
Yeah.
Yes. Because people have way more opportunity in their life. I still remember the chamber, our local chamber, the Ann Arbor Chamber. This was probably 15 years ago now. They actually stopped doing their lunches for a while, mm-hmm. because people weren't showing up. At one point they had hundreds showing up, and then I think the last one they had 35.
Wow.
Now they have since restarted it, but I know that they had to do some repositioning in order to uh-huh. make it something that people were going to show up for. They had to offer something more than just a place for people to stand and talk to each other.
Right.
So, right. So it's kind of interesting how that's adapted.
So you mentioned that COVID certainly has added a new stick to the story of the pot.
Well, if over the 40 years, I think you and I were talking about it the other day, if over the 40 years we've seen a change of, let's say 10%, in the last year we've seen 90% changes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So obviously, most people now know at least how to get on Zoom and do networking via Zoom, one-to-ones, meeting with people individually via Zoom. I'm doing a lot of that. And what it has done for me is that it saved me time, and yet I still get to connect with people, and it doesn't have to be local people to me anymore. It can be people widespread.
Sure.
And so it's widened my opportunities and theirs too.
Well, and look, we ran our last 10-week training. We actually had a couple of people from Washington State, three time zones away from us, who were able to show up. We are no longer limited to that. In fact, I think our good friend Debbie Olionik, she's now down in Oklahoma, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. And she occasionally shows up for our training 21 sessions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our 21s. That's no longer distance. The technology has allowed distance to no longer be an issue with regards to our networking.
Yeah. And it used to kind of be a mystery, like telemeetings or whatever they were called back then. And now it's like old hat now.
Yeah, we were forced into it, but it's like, this isn't horrible, And honestly, in many ways, I like it better than being in person. I mean, first of all, as you pointed out, just the time savings.
Yeah.
For me to go downtown to meet someone for coffee.
Park,
that's at least an hour just with travel and parking and back and forthing on top of how long it takes just to have the meeting.
Yeah.
Often if you meet like at a coffee shop, it's so loud there mm-hmm. that I have a hard time. You and I have talked about this in the past that when you have hearing aids, any sort of background noise can swamp out everything else that you're hearing. So it's a real challenge to have that conversation. There's a lot of and it costs money to, if you're going to a coffee shop, how much are coffees these days?
I figured at least $5.
At least. Yeah. So, it's, and now I can go up to my refrigerator. I can get the drink I want. I can sit down right when it's time to talk with a person. I still can have it feels like the personal interaction, especially, if everybody's got their cameras relatively near where their images are, it feels pretty much like you're looking them right in the eye. I had a great chat with Dave Litzenberg just the other day. He said to say hello, by the way.
Okay.
And it felt like, you know, we're just having a chat at over coffee, and it there was really no difference to me.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, and also through, you know, our accessories have evolved, shall we say, somewhat. Oh, yeah. So like our business cards, and you know, with COVID, maybe we're not giving them out as much, but so the electronic business card has certainly come to the forefront. I'm sure it was there before, but I'm more aware of it. My friend Bruce Springs from North Carolina, he has a company that I can't think of the name right now, but they do the electronic business card. And so when he's on Zoom, he has it behind him with the QR code thingy dingy. So people can snap the QR code right when they're on Zoom with him and, you know, get to whatever.
Yep. There's so many opportunities. And we just talk about social media. I mean, that's all come about in the last, 5-10 years. And all the opportunities to connect with people and stay connected with them. You know, reaching out to people is challenging, but if you can do it easily and quickly, I mean, Facebook, you can hop on, you can comment on people's things, you can be in their lives much more easily than you could in the past.
Yeah. Can you imagine life without Facebook? It's just like there, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Or LinkedIn or whatever.
It's become so much a part of our lives, it's become invisible. So.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I think about, because of course we're now offering the name tag, is, you know, it's been around forever. We've got the sticky name tags like Scott Ginsburg uses all the time, but now we have the LED illuminated name tags that we're offering as, you know, a little side thing that we're doing. So it makes it easy for people to see either when you are in person or, you know, on Zoom, although our name is always on our picture when we're on Zoom. So that helps. But that illuminated name tag really is a evolved item that I think is great.
Something new, something different. But yeah, it's funny how much things have changed, but we still have to go back to it. And I think it bears repeating all of this. These are the accessories.
Yep.
Fundamentally, networking is still all about making the connection, forming the relationships, because anything beyond that, we're not doing it right. So.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, there's been a lot of changes, especially with COVID. But I think that it's still all about what can I do to connect better and to help that person that's sitting near me or in front of me or that I'm talking to. So.
Yep.
So that's that, Greg.
All right. So the changes are all on the surface. They make it easier for us to do the right thing.
So. Yeah.
All right. Well, I do appreciate you all tuning into our program today. I guess this is part of our connection is Lisa podcast. One more change that was not there before. Yeah. So.
Exactly.
So we do thank you all for being part of our family and part of our connections. If you did enjoy it, please do comment on our Facebook page. Maybe you can talk about how networking has changed for you and what technologies you are using and to make it work better. Do share it with friends. And of course, if you'd like to hear more, we come back every single week. So do subscribe. And until next time, go out and make some great connections. Take care, Mom.
Thanks, Greg. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Greg and Debbie Peters. If you'd like to learn more about our new virtual training programs, go to connextnation.com.